Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis.
Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y,
that
right?
That's right, M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at @EmmyGlenz_author.
@EmmyGlenz_author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brook and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about Lit Sis itself, you can find information about Lit Sis at Lit Sis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
Happy Friday, Lit Sisners.
Hello, hello.
I hope you guys are all having a good Friday so far. Haley and I are here to present a new episode of Lit Sis for you, but also it is to help Haley.
Yes, please help me.
So Haley, what is your dilemma that you have found?
Okay, so we've talked about this before, but I honestly have so many books that are compiling that I have not read that I need to read, and I don't know where to start. Honestly, I have no clue where to start. I really feel like I would like to dive into some of the authors that I've read before, but then I have stuff that's like book of the month. You know, I keep getting those every week or every month. And I'm just like, how can I keep up to date with these? And are these worth my time? Because I don't have that much time. And so I've said on the podcast before that I would very much like to just know, like, what is worth my time? What should I read? And I was like, Mad, you should help me compile a list of things so that I don't waste my time reading something that's not worth it. And all of these things. And I have gone on tangents before about it. So I decided to tell Mad, hey, these are my top 10 that I have. This is the ranking that I want to read them in, just based on like how long I've had them or the author or things like that. And I gave you a little bit of a quest.
You did. You gave me a little bit of a sign to go on to Goodreads and look at the reviews of all of them and then see how well that coordinated with you had ranked them in your list. So I actually ended up like threefold. I looked at the star rating, the average star rating, and then I also looked at how many people had reviewed it. And then I then ranked them based off of which one had the highest star rating.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So should I just say what my top 10 are and then we go from there? Or do you want to go one by one? Like, what are your thoughts on how to do that?
I say go through your top 10.
Okay.
And maybe give a reason as to why you. And then we can go from there and then I can say where they actually ranked in the Goodreads reviews.
Okay. Now I need to add, you know, I was like shorthanding so many of these things. I need to add authors' names to some of these.
Yeah, probably
okay,
a good idea.
Let me see here.
You know what? I will just you good?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So what's the one that you have highest on your list?
My number one is that I just got, and I know you just got, is 0 Days by Ruth Ware. We just read and we just reviewed the newest Riley Sager book. And the only one left. So if you haven't heard that review, go check it out. Mm-hmm. And that should be up on my Instagram if you guys haven't seen that yet. But I feel like it's the season of the year of like repeat authors have books coming out. So I probably should read a repeat author. Like, this is someone that I read consistently every time they have a book come out. Like, why would I let their book sit? So
that's true.
Ruth Ware is top on my list because it's like, I should have probably already have read it. Like I should have read it as soon as I got it, but I did not. So I think that is probably why it's the top for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to go through all of them?
If you want, or I can tell you. It's up to you, Haley. I thought it might be nice to go through, but it might be interesting to see it revealed. Okay.
Well, now I'm second guessing. That's a fun idea.
Okay. You want me to do that then?
How about you just say yes or no if I have their place? Well, no, because I would say if I have their placement correct, I could be like one off and it could throw everything.
Yes.
So I feel like every time I would say like, is this in the right ranking? You could say no. And that could be for like 8 of them. And so that would be kind of disappointing.
Yes.
Okay. So let me just talk through my list really quick.
Okay.
So my second book on the list is Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabrielle Zevin. This book should have mm-hmm. already been read. It was book of the year last year from Book of the Month. I know so many people who have been enjoying it. I have seen it all over the place. It's not.
Yes. It's so popular.
It's just not something that, like, I should be like, oh, I've not read that yet. Like, I should have read it when I got it because I knew it was going to be popular. So I should have read it already. Mm-hmm. I just got this book in my Book of the Month, and it is not a new release, but it is fairly new. The Secret Book of Flora Lee by Patty Callahan Henry. Literally see this book everywhere. I knew that this book was going to be popular as soon as I read about it on Book of the Month. So this last time I had my box, I added it in because I was like, you know what? I just knew when I read about this as an add-on, I was like, this is going to be really interesting. I should have added it that month, but then I talked myself out of it. We all know I've done those things before.
Yes,
so
yes.
That is my number 3, and I literally probably have already read some of it. Like, out of the top 3, that is the one I actually have already cracked open.
But oh, really?
Yes, I have. But now I'm backing up and second-guessing, and I'm like, do I really want to read this first? And so that's where kind of this whole concept started, because I started reading The Secret Life of Flora Lee and I was like, this is really interesting, but it's also very like intellectually stimulating and I really need to pay attention to it, but it's really intriguing. But do I actually have what it deserves at the moment for me to receive it well? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's how I kind of got on this whole like, well, what should I read first? Like, and then I started analyzing everything. So this is kind of where that whole situation came from.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4 is Happy Place by Emily Henry.
Mm-hmm.
You've already read that.
I have read it.
I think for me, the reason that it is number 4 and I'm not like jumping at the bit is because I just wasn't super in love with her last book. And I know you are like super in love with Emily Henry. And you didn't really talk, like, I feel like you didn't like talk this one up that much to me. Or am I totally forgetting that?
No, yeah, I didn't. I gave it a 4-star. It wasn't my favorite Emily Henry. I'd probably put it a little bit above People We Meet on Vacation. But it's no Book Lovers, I'll just say.
Okay, so maybe I would like it more.
You might like it more. Yeah.
Okay, so it's still, higher. It's in 4th place. It's still like top 5. So it's not that I don't want to read it, but
yeah, that is,
you know, other things that I feel like are kind of like pressing. Now, this one kind of surprised me for number 5. I just got this for my Book of the Month. The Many Lives of Mama Love, A Memoir of Lying, Stealing, Writing, and Healing by Laura Love Hardin. We talked about this briefly, I think, last week when we were talking about Book of the Month and whatnot. And I thought this one sounded super interesting just because, like, I'm pretty sure the first sentence is like, my first addiction was reading. And I was like, oh man. And
you're like, I know what that's like. Yeah,
it just talks about like how her life has taken so many twists and turns. And literally, like, she was so like someone you just would not have suspected would have gone and done prison time. And you're like, what? So it's like, I would love to know how she kind of got to that position. And then, okay, so number 5, which I, again, had on my side table, but I have not actually started, and you have already read this, is What Lies in the Woods by Kate Alice Marshall.
Yes, I have read it.
I think it seems really interesting. I thought it would be a really quick read. Yeah, that's kind of why it's in the middle, because I'm like, I do want to read it, but I'm also not like chomping at the bit. But I feel like the reason I picked it up originally to try to read was because I thought it would be a quick read, but then I didn't even have the time to try a quick read. So number six is A Wilderness of Stars by Shay Earnshaw. I love Shay Earnshaw, I've decided.
I was going to say, this name is really familiar. What else has she written?
She has written A History of Wild Places. This is
That's the one you want me to read. Yes. Oh, okay. I have it
History
with
of Wild Places. I know, you need to read it. I'm telling you, I just really want to change my ranking because that book like haunts me still. So I'm like, this is a book that I know I will enjoy and I know will deserve my attention yet again, kind of like the Flora Lee. But I don't know if I have the capacity to give it its full due like it needs, but I still really do want to read it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's why it's not like at the bottom. It's number seven. So it's not like high up there because it can sit a minute. Like it doesn't feel as pressing as some of the other ones, but it's definitely something I do want to read. The next one is the it's The Connollys of County Down.
Oh yes.
And that's Tracy Lang, if my memory serves me correctly.
Yes, it is.
I loved Tracy Lang's book 2 years ago. Man, time is flying.
3 years ago? Ask Again, yes, right? I think that was long ago. Oh, no, not Ask Again, yes.
No. We Are the Brennans.
We Are the Brennans. Yeah, I think that was 2 years ago.
I think it was 2 years, too. Yeah, Tracy Lang.
Yes, 2 years.
Mm-hmm. So I really, really liked hers. I read We Are the Brennans in, like, mostly in like one sitting, it seems like one night I like pumped it out and read like a ton of it and I loved it. So when I saw this was a book of the month option as well, I was like, I definitely need this. But again, I know that like kind of like how Half Moon by Mary Beth Keane was like a short read, but it wasn't super quick because I needed to like, again, some of these are like,
hey, you just have to pay attention.
They deserve my attention. Yeah, they deserve my attention because I know these authors, I trust these authors, and I want to like invest in what they have put out. I don't want to just like read something just because. The only two on here there's three, I guess. Okay, maybe there's four. There's a few authors on here I have not read, but they are very popular, or they are ones that I feel like would be a quick read. The next one, my number nine, is one you have read and you have given to me to read, is I Have Some Questions for You by
Rebecca Mackay.
Well, thank you, by Rebecca Mackay.
You're welcome.
That is a massive book that I do not have time to read. So it's at the bottom. But I think it sounds really interesting. So
it
I'm
is
like,
so interesting.
I don't know. So that's why it's at the bottom towards the end. But it's just so big. And I am kind of having a bit of a like crime podcast hiatus unintentionally at the moment. And so maybe trying to dive into a crime podcast book is like not where it's at the current moment. Like I'm not feeling right like now. I want that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's kind of at the bottom. But at the very bottom, but still top 10, because I have a lot of books I still need to read. Camp Zero by Michelle Minsterling, and I literally almost started this book like a week ago. So I don't know why it's at the bottom.
Just like almost starting books.
Because it's like I do really want to read it. I think it sounds super intriguing, but I think I have to be in the right mindset. And I don't know if I'm in the mindset for like dystopian.
That's fair. It's very different.
It's like very different.
Typically read.
No, but I'm excited about it. I think it seems super intriguing and I think it would be very stimulating to read. Kind of like it's giving me kind of like potential Blake Crouch, something similar vibe, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
not as like meta, I guess you could say. I don't know. Not as like deep and intellectual in that way, but just kind of like, maybe kind of like A Handmaid's Tale too, you know what I mean? Where it's kind of just like a different world and they're doing, or not different world, but like a different environment. And there's like some research things that are happening and stuff like that. Like, so I have definitely read stuff like this before, and readers also enjoyed The Last Word that you just read, Ink Blood Sister Scribe, which I also have on my shelf that I have not read, Wayward, which I have on my shelf I have not read. A lot of these My Murder, Half Moon. So, like, I should really like this book. And it's short. But, again, just don't know if I'm in the mental place for dystopian. So, yeah. That's kind of how I ranked everything. Okay.
So, it's so not, like, really it's not like, it's, like, sometimes it's, like, so it's not, like, oh, these books sound less interesting to me than other books. It's, like, oh, like, these books are maybe, like, big or a genre that I'm not, like, really wanting to read at the moment. So, it's not, like,
mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's like these ones sound way more interesting and these ones are more. No, you're interested all, to read all of them.
I want to read them all. It's just I need to know which ones deserve my attention more.
Okay. First. All right.
Because I think they all because it's not like like I have books that are on my shelf I didn't even mention because I'm like I have no desire to read that right now at all. Mm-hmm. Like that's not even on my radar. I could I could just let that sit for a while and I will be fine. But these are ones where I'm literally like I really want to read each of these, but. Where do I put my energy?
Mm-hmm. I completely get it. All right. You ready to dive in to see where they're ranked at?
I'm ready. I'm nervous. Yee. Okay. Ooh,
okay. Here we go. So 0 Days by Ruth Ware on Goodreads has a star ranking of 3.71. Sad. With, I know, but there's only 22,000 reviews though.
Okay.
Because it just came out. So like if we compare to her
previous novels.
So, like, The It Girl has a rank of 3.87 and 176,000 ratings. Yeah.
Okay,
but so, like, it so then just where does came it, out.
So, where does it sit in the 10? What number should it be at?
It's number 7. I know!
Wow. Okay, now I'm super intrigued as to what's at the top. I bet you it's Tomorrow, Tomorrow, Tomorrow. I bet you that's number 1. Okay.
Okay.
Or Happy Place. Okay, so let's... Okay, so number 2. Where number is Tomorrow two. And Tomorrow and Tomorrow?
Number 2, Tomorrow, Tomorrow, Tomorrow has a ranking of 4.22.
I believe that.
With 496,908 ratings.
Wow. Wow.
Also, let me say, number one. These numbers may be a little bit off because I did, like, put this together a couple days ago. So, like, I just looked at Goodreads now and there's more ratings of these books now. So,
like, half a million people.
Half a million people.
Wow.
And it is number 2.
What? There's something more? It's freaking Happy Place. Bet you anything it's Happy Place. That's crazy. Okay. So Flora Lee. Where is Flora Lee?
Flora Lee, 4.14 stars.
Okay.
With 16,733 reviewers, it is at number 3.
Okay, that's exactly where I had it. So yeah. I'm tracking there.
You
it's
are
worth my time, but there are other things that have more attention. But it getting attention.
Mm-hmm. It is getting attention, especially like to consider like it has very few reviews. I mean, it's got less reviews than Ruth Ware, but it has a higher score, so it's good to think about.
Yeah.
Happy Place has a rating of 4.13.
Mm-hmm.
With 403,358 reviews, putting it at spot number 4.
Okay, well, I had that in right spot. What is above all of these? Is it questions? I have questions for you.
You'll have to see.
Okay.
All right. Mama Love has 1,389 reviews. So very few reviews.
Well, because it's new.
It is new.
So what's its rate? What's its number?
4.
No, wait. What's it? Yeah.
4.51.
Wow.
It's number one.
This should be my number one. Even though it has the least, it's because it's the highest ranking, but it has a super small review because it has it even come out yet? Or has it come out this month?
I don't even know.
I'm going to have to look it up.
The Many Lives of Mama Love came out August 1st. It currently has 1,713 ratings.
Okay, so 400 more people.
Yeah, and it's still 4.51.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's got a ton of 5-star ratings, like a ton. So that's it puts it at number one. But that's why I like to put like the number of reviews. So like.
Yeah.
You know, it could definitely change if more people read it. Yeah. Then What Lies in the Woods has a rating of 3.99.
Wow, that's pretty high. Higher than I thought it would be.
Yes. 54,545 people puts it at spot number 5. You had it at 6, so that was pretty close.
Okay. Yeah.
Wilderness of Stars has a rating of 3.51. Okay. 2,249 people have reviewed, so not very much. Puts it at number 9.
Okay.
The Connollys of County Down has a rating of 3.98. So 5,625 people reviewed it, putting it at spot number 6.
Okay.
I Have Some Questions for You has a rating of 3.68, 57,650 people, putting at spot number 8. And Camp Zero is appropriately at spot number 10 with a rating of 3.22 with 10,621 ratings.
Man, so, I killed it.
My
instinct is right on.
Yeah.
Ruth Ware. This must not be a good one.
I don't know. Because here's the thing. I'm looking back at Ruth Ware's other books. They are all like somewhere in the 3.7, 3.8 range.
Really?
Yes. Because you got to think there's going to be some people who don't like it.
Like her. Yeah.
So like Woman in Cabin 10, arguably one of her best, has over 500,000 ratings. Is an average of 3.74. Turn of the Key, I think we've gone through this before, but Turn of the Key has a 250,000 reviews, 3.93, which we don't like that one very much.
Mm-mm.
It Girl has 176,000 ratings with an average of 3.87. Her first book, In a Dark, Dark World, is 3.72 with about 300,000. Death of Mrs. Westaway is 3.81 with only 163,000. And then Lying Game has 3.54, 170,000. And then where is One by One?
I like that one.
I like that one too. One by One. 3.73, 167,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are like, super low.
But you got to think though. How often do thriller books get very high ratings? Look at the other ones that are high ratings. Tomorrow, 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 that's like a contemporary fiction book. Flora Lee, what's that? Like a historical fantasy fiction book.
Memoir, that's high. That makes sense that it's
happy,
really high.
Happy Play, memoir,
romance.
High. Mm-hmm, romance is high.
So the highest thriller is What Lies in the Woods.
Yes, that is true. Highest thriller is What Lies in the Woods. And then after that is Ruth Ware. And then after that is I Have Some Questions for You.
Okay, so now you have read 1, 2, 3 of these.
I have read 3, yes. Happy Place, What Lies in the Woods, I Have Some Questions for You.
So how would you rank those 3?
Oh, man, it really depends, I think, on what you're looking for.
That's not what I asked you.
I know. Well, let me just look back at my own ratings.
What'd you rank them?
So I Have Some Questions for You. I gave 4 stars. What Lies in the Woods, I'm pretty sure I can remember what I gave this. 4 stars. And Happy Place is also 4 stars.
Wow, that's so helpful.
Yeah, so helpful.
Super helpful.
I would say, if I had to think about it right now, I don't know. I'm like kind of in a thriller mode right now. I loved I Have Some Questions for You. The only reason I rated it a 4 star is because there's like a change in the way that the novel's going, kind of like a split of like a part 1, part 2. And I liked part 1 a little bit better, but part 2 is only probably about 100 pages. So I liked the first part better. That's why I gave it 4 star. So I'd probably put that one first, then Happy Place, then What Lies in the Woods.
Interesting.
Yes, I really did like Happy Place. I don't think it stood out to me as any particularly amazing. But What Lies in the Woods, I remember I enjoyed, I devoured it really quick, but in the end of it all, I thought that there was just a bit too much going on. So okay. I actually thought I rated it a 3-star, but it looks like I did it a 4 because my memory of it makes me think of it as a 3-star book.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So there we go. But you know what? Your Tomorrow, 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 Flora Lee, Happy Place, those all are like rated very high.
But Mama Love is number 1.
Yeah.
But it has
also do Mama Love.
It has like the smallest amount of people who have rated it though.
That's true.
Because it just came out.
That's it did cool. just come out.
Okay. So as of how this ranking goes, I should go read Mama Love first, then Tomorrow, 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 mm-hmm. then Flora Lee, then Happy Place, then What Lies in the Woods, County Down, 0 Days, Questions, Wilderness of Stars, and 0, Camp Zero.
Yes.
What in the world?
But are you going to do it like that, though? Because you're doing memoir, contemporary fiction, historical fiction, or fantasy fiction, whatever.
Romance, thriller, drama, fiction,
dystopia.
It's odd.
It's an odd way to put it together.
I say you do what you want to do. I like to mix things up. So, like, for example, a ton of the books that I have that are on my to read list, that I plan on reading next, a lot of them are my book of the months. I have just decided to follow Jesus. No, I have just, whenever I hear someone say that's how I always want to finish their sentence. I was listening to a Ear Biscuit the other day, and Rhett said, I have decided, and in my head I was like, I thought he might say it too, because I feel like he would have said it as well. He did not. But I feel like that's probably ingrained in his brain as well as it is in mine. But I have decided that sad, they're all like these sad contemporary fiction books and thrillers. Like, those are the two genres. So odd. I'm just going every other.
Yeah.
So I
need to pick me up. And I need a letdown. Pick me up.
Yeah. So, like, I just finished reading a contemporary book yesterday, and then started a thriller. And then I'm finishing that thriller probably after we're done recording this. And then after that, wow. I'm going to pick up like a contemporary, more like sad book. And then after that, I have another thriller. Wow. Yeah. So just, that's kind of how I'm doing my stuff.
Man. Okay. So then what are you reading?
Right now I'm reading She Started by Sean Gilbert.
Oh, Shay. Yeah. Shay. Wait.
Whatever, however to pronounce that name.
She Started It. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Is that a book of the month?
It was a book of the month for me, yes.
Okay, yes.
Did you get it too, or no?
No, but okay. I have seen it.
Yes. You know what? I was actually putting off reading it because I was really concerned that it was going to be, I think I even said this when I got it. I was like, I'm really concerned this is going to be a thriller that I read and I just don't enjoy. I actually am enjoying it, really. And I'm excited to finish it and to kind of see what's up. I didn't really look into kind of what happens. So a lot of what's been happening has been a surprise to me, and I've really thoroughly enjoyed it. I definitely have predicted something, though, that I know is true. I know it's true. Mm. So I don't think I'll be able to give it a full 5-star because it didn't like trick me enough. I am enjoying it. So I'm almost finished. So by the time that this episode comes out, I will probably be reading something else. I can tell you.
What is it then?
I'm going to be reading Banyan Moon by Tao Tai.
Mm-hmm.
That's also a book of the month.
Very nice. So and then really, after that, you have to read A History of Wild Places.
I'll put it somewhere in there. I'll fit it in.
It's so good. You would like
I will fit it in. Okay. So how are you going to decide? Are you going to just read Mama Love, since it seems like the ratings want you to do so?
I don't know. I have no clue, honestly. I don't know. I probably could. I think it'd be a really easy and quick read. I'm very intrigued by it. Mm-hmm. I think Tomorrow is a pretty big, chunky book to try to read at the current moment for me.
That is a big chunker.
I am enjoying Flora Lee, but I don't know if I should continue.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I asked for your help. And now I just feel like I don't know. I feel like I did a good job of ranking things. I think for the most part I had the halves correct. I had everything in the top almost was exactly in the top, and everything in the bottom was almost in the bottom. So like, mm-hmm. my halves were correct. It's just the order of the halves. So I think I'm going to sit with it. I think I'm going to maybe do Mama Love, or maybe continue with Flora Lee. If I don't do either of those, we could do Ruth Ware together.
I mean, you don't have to listen to Goodreads. You can do what sounds good to you. Remember, sometimes you just go off the vibes.
Off the vibes. Well,
off the vibes.
How about this? How about
okay,
when you are done with your sad book and you're needing another thriller, so like in a day,
yeah,
you can let me know and I will go and pick up Ruth Ware and I will read the first page and I will let you know if I'm into it or not. And if I'm not, you can pick up one of your other thrillers. And if I am, we'll do it.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Perfect. Because then at least one will be crossed off my list.
Mm-hmm. I will say this is a totally changing the subject. I mean, not really. It's about books. I would really recommend to all the lit listeners out there and to you, Haley, everyone needs to read The Collected Regrets of Chloe.
Okay.
This book made me cry. It was so good. Just finished it yesterday. A huge recommendation from the mouth of Maddie, I will say. So you know what? Maybe you could read that sometime, Haley.
Okay. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to see if I would like it or not.
You should. Look it up right now.
I feel like you want me to just read it because you want me to cry. You like crying.
Crying is good for you.
You like crying, and I'm like medium about crying.
Crying is good, though. Crying is good for you. No, it totally is. What was it? I feel like I was reading something. I've read a lot of books recently. I was reading something, I think, where the character was like, I like sad things, but I don't like being sad. And I was like, me. That is me. Like, I don't like being sad, but the things that make you feel sad, like those sad songs and stuff, I'll take it. Yeah, sad songs, sad movies, they do. I mean, you love The Notebook. That is the epitome of sad.
Only at the end. It's so sweet. It's so romantic.
It is sad. You know, anyway. We almost watched it yesterday at home.
No, oh, it's so good.
I know. It is so good. But instead we watched, what was it? Legally Blonde.
Oh, fun.
That is also
That's good. Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Bend and Snap. So good.
So good.
See, that puts a smile on your face.
It totally does. And Mom was saying, she's like, I might watch the second one.
Oh, it's a good one.
It is a good one. All right. Well, Haley, I hope that you can figure out what you're going to read.
It was very helpful, though. Thank you so much for doing that and for talking me through it. I honestly feel like it did give some good clarity. So I just need to sit down with these books and, like, read the first page. I think it's really between Ruth Ware and Mama Love at the moment, and then maybe Flora Lee. Those are probably, like, my top three because I think I need to give Tomorrow, like, a good chunk of my time. So I would say those are my top three, and I guess next week you guys will find out what I picked.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about it. You're gonna find something. You're gonna do it.
I know. I will.
All right. Thank you guys so much for taking a break from. Oh, what was I trying to say? Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope that you guys are not having as difficult of a time as Haley, for finding a book that you want to read.
There are so many good ones out there. It's so hard to pick.
It is hard
to
pick.
We'll just frame it that way.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.